badly. In war and alliances, I think. Very well. Now, when people aren't ill, my dear Polymarchus, a doctor is no use to them. True. And when they're not at sea, a ship's captain is no use to them. No. Does that mean the just man is no use to them when they're not at war? No, I'm sure it doesn't. Justice is something useful, even in peacetime, then? Yes, it is. But then so is agriculture, isn't it? Yes, for producing crops. Yes, and shoemaking? Yes, that's useful. For producing shoes, you would say, presumably. Of course. What about justice, then? When you say it's useful in peacetime, what is it useful for? What does it produce? Contracts, Socrates. And by contracts, do you mean partnerships or something else? I mean partnerships. All right. Is the just man a good and useful partner when it comes to playing backgammon? Or would someone who plays backgammon be more use? Someone who plays backgammon would be more use. And when it comes to bricklaying or building in stone, is the just man a more useful and better partner than a builder? Of course not. Well, in what kind of partnership is the just man a better partner than a lyre player, in the way a lyre player is better at playing the notes? In partnerships involving money, I think. Unless by any chance, Polymarchus, it's a question of putting the money to some use, if you have to buy or sell a horse jointly for a sum of money. In that case, I imagine, someone who knows about horses is more use, isn't he? Apparently. And for buying or selling a ship, you'd want a shipbuilder or ship's captain. So it seems. In what situation, then, requiring the joint use of silver or gold, is the just man more useful than anyone else? When there's a need to deposit money and have it kept safe? You mean when there's no need to put it to any use? You just want it to stay where it is? That's right. So it's when money is useless that justice is useful for dealing with it. It looks like it. And a pruning knife. When you want to keep it safe, then justice is useful, both in public life and in private life. But when you want to use it, then the art of viticulture is what you want. Apparently. And are you going to say the same about a shield or a lyre? That justice is useful when you need to keep them safe and not use them, but that when you do need to use them, then you want the soldier's art and the art of music? I shall have to say that. And in all other examples, justice is useless when it comes to using any of them, and useful only when they are useless? I suppose so, he said. Though personally, I can't any longer remember what I did say. But one thing I do think still, and that is that justice is treating your friends well and your enemies badly. By friends, do you mean the people each individual believes to be good, or those who really are good, even if he doesn't realize it? And the same with enemies. In all probability, he replied, people will like those they think are good and dislike those they think are evil. And do people ever make mistakes in this? Do they often think people are good when they're not, and vice versa? Yes, they do make mistakes. So for these people, are the good their enemies and the bad their friends? They certainly are. Is it nonetheless right for these people, when this happens, to treat the wicked well and the good badly? It looks like it. And the good are just. They're not the kind of people who do wrong. True. So, according to your argument, it is right to harm those who do no wrong. Impossible, Socrates. It looks as if there's something wrong with the argument. Then it must be right, I said, to treat the unjust badly and the just well. That sounds better. In that case, Polymarchus, there are many people for whom it'll turn out if their judgment of people has been...